T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Major is here. Mr. Garrett is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to start with this question to you, sir. Do you owe us an apology? Last week, your main gig right here, WCCO Radio, we're in the middle of an enthralling, important conversation. And this other two-bit organization called CBS News, I mean, who are they? They say we have this breaking news about Jack Smith, special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland to investigate, I guess, somebody known as Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States. I would have expected that you would have said, hey, CBS, I'm on with Chad Hartman right now. I'm on with WCC Radio. Lose my number until, I don't know, 1253, 1254, and I'll get back to you. But you know what you did to us? You ghosted us, and then you anchored the coverage on the mothership, CBS. I still haven't recovered. So I'm just wondering, as you collectively think about this, if you feel like you should apologize.
Well, you should know, I only responded to the third call.
Oh,
they called twice before while I was on with you. Yes, and it was the third time they called my main special events producer in New York. The third time I saw him calling, I'm like, okay, this must be serious. I've got to take this call. And then I had to go. So, you should know that.
I appreciate it.
Not only did I ignore two calls, there was a battery of other texts that I was not reading. So there was, I created, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest level of panic imaginable, about a 7 in some offices in New York and Washington before I responded to said inquiries about my availability.
I feel so much better. I would have preferred like a Dan Rather, George H.W. Bush, you know, like empty screen. And then Major will be joining us right now. He's debating Mounds and Almond Joy. So we'll get to this story in a second. I mean, I don't think.
You have to admit, in the grand scheme of things, it was a slightly bigger than average story.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. In fact, I'm going to get to it after one more question.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving for you yesterday. How was it?
It was great. In that, my brilliant and beautiful wife and I, Laura, decided to have someone else cook for us. So we went
fabulous.
Out. Fabulous. We went out. And we had a lovely dinner for two and a wonderful Thanksgiving. We live downtown in Washington, D.C., and we went to a restaurant very close by. And it was a very, very, very close walk, like about a block. So it was a very easy commute.
That's good.
And it was wonderful. We had never done that before. My two daughters are in New York. My son is here in D.C., and he spent the day with my ex-wife and his girlfriend. So it was just the two of us. So we had someone else cook and clean for us, and it was delightful.
What was your favorite item on the menu?
I will actually tell you, because not very in my experience is Generally, restaurants talk a good pumpkin pie game, but don't deliver. They delivered. The pumpkin pie and the small dollop of vanilla ice cream was outstanding. Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Everything else was what you would expect, but that was really above and beyond my expectations. Because a lot of, it's great, but no, it's industrial. It's very pre-manufactured. It doesn't have any real great depth of flavor or lightness. And this had great depth of flavor and a degree of lightness. And that's hard to achieve with a pumpkin pie. So they did a great job.
I'm with you 100%. I'm a pecan guy, but pumpkin is very hit and miss. Now, when it's at its best, it's excellent. But oftentimes, industrial is the perfect word. It should grab you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to Jack Smith. This is significant, important news in so many different ways. Criminality. What happened in our country, what it means historically, what it means for the future politically for Donald Trump. So it was a week ago at this time that Merrick Garland worded leaked out that he was appointing a special counsel, the individual Jack Smith, to investigate the former president and maybe future president on two areas, January 6th itself and the lead up to January 6th, and then the documents, potentially highly classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, has become politicized the last few days because of his wife, because of a contribution to Democrats and a role she played on a Michelle Obama documentary. The comeback has been, and I think a very effective comeback from a lot of Democrats. So if we're going to hold the wife up to a standard, can we bring up the name Ginny Thomas and the role Ginny Thomas has played leading up to January 6th and since January 6th? So what about that part of the story?
So look, I think we've had this conversation before about Washington being a place of complexities and layers when it comes to professional couples who operate in different spots of the greater power structure of Washington. And this sort of idea that just because a spouse does something that doesn't necessarily impinge upon or undercut or cast doubt on whatever the other spouse does. And that has been historically a standard that Washington has tried to apply. And I have been reluctant to assume the worst about Ginny Thomas and that it would have a direct line to her husband sitting on the Supreme Court. There is certainly a plenty of circumstantial evidence there that would lead one to have some pretty significant doubts. But here's the more important part of the special counsel story. The special counsel is not doing anything that wasn't already done. The special counsel only oversees ongoing investigations. And those ongoing investigations, in the case of January 6th, have unearthed a lot of evidence and prosecuted a lot of people who stormed the Capitol. And on the document side, the special master has been appointed. There's been briefs filed back and forth with the 11th Circuit about the continuation of that process. Everything about the search warrant and the curiosity the government had has been legitimized by the federal courts, all of it. And that's working through the process. And the special counsel is just overseeing those two ongoing investigations. The facts of the matter and the case don't change because a special counsel has been appointed. The only thing that changes is it is an orientation from the Justice Department that sends a signal to the broader country that it has a reasonable expectation an indictment might be filed. And if an indictment is filed, do you want that indictment to carry anything that could contain within it a conflict of interest, which is what the Attorney General said last Friday? He said, look, I'm going to assume, and this department is going to assume, though we don't know, that President Biden means what he says when he says he intends to run. I and this department am an instrument of that potential re-election-seeking sitting president. And if I, under my watch, have an indictment of a former president who's now an announced candidate, that creates an obvious conflict of interest. So I need to appoint someone else. Now, the other thing I would say very briefly and slightly comedically, I mean, his nickname is Jack. His full name is John Smith. which when I heard it, I'm like, that's like a phony name out of a noir movie.
Right. You're right.
You know, John, nicknamed Jack Smith, honestly. I mean, right. Is there any harder thing to Google in America than John Smith?
Yes, right.
But
does this person really exist, you know?
And anyone who's been a capable prosecutor in the American justice system has bumped into things that if you are looking for a potential conflict of interest, you're going to find, because you're working on high-profile cases with powerful people and powerful interests. If you're not working on cases like that, you're probably not a good prosecutor, you know? So all of this sifting of Jack Smith's past is irrelevant in the sense that he's overseeing investigations that are building evidentiary cases that are going to have to live or die before justices, judges, or juries, okay? And in the case of the documents at Mar-a-Lago, they've been going through the paces. And every time Trump throws up an appeal or a suggestion or something, the courts knock it down. His track record on this case is very, very bleak. And as to his involvement in what's prosecutable on January 6th, that's going to be new terrain, because we've never contemplated, A, what happened. We've never contemplated prosecuting a former president for what happened. That's all brand new terrain.
Last thing, along the same lines involving President Trump, but this is directed at outgoing Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is a part of the January 6th committee. The Washington Post report, which you're aware of, that you have 15 former and current staffers who spoke on the condition of anonymity, who believe that Liz Cheney is too focused solely on the president, and that other parts of the committee's work is pushed aside when it should be a large part of this report, and it's not just Trump-centric. She and her staff, Congresswoman Cheney, have pushed back. What is your reaction to this story?
Well, I can imagine staffers wanting to push back on Liz Cheney and wanting all of their work to be reflected in the final report. They're invested in their work, and they're invested in what they discovered and what they learned and how they believe it creates a larger narrative arc to this entire grotesque story of everything that led up to January 6th and beyond. Liz Cheney is quite obviously a dominant and domineering figure on the panel, been the focus of tremendous attention, and has said among the most memorable things of anyone appearing before a microphone on behalf of the committee and behalf of the Constitution. I predict to you this is going to be worked out, that everyone's going to find a way to work their way through this, and the final report will be maybe larger than it was going to be contemplated a week ago before the Post story dropped. This feels like classic Washington trial balloonism to me. You push something out and you state a grievance, and that creates a backlash, and then the parties who are still not done with the final work product massage the final work product to be more reflective of the trial balloon put in the public sphere.
Excellent. As always, sir, do not forget Major's best-selling book, The Big Truth, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie, and check out his brilliant podcast, The Takeout, on a regular basis. Have a fabulous weekend, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week and seeing you in about 10 days or so. Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. Major Garrett with us on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.